Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. At SFO, you can discover award-winning flavors and unique shops all before takeoff. Learn more about what's at SFO at flysfo.com.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Madi Bolaños in San Francisco. 10 officers from the Bay Area Police Departments of Antioch and Pittsburgh have been charged in 4 separate indictments with crimes ranging from using excessive force to fraud. Ismael Ramsey is the United States Attorney for the Northern District of California. He says the indictments show that the officers thought they were above the law.
The indictment describes how defendants boasted about their illegal uses of force in text messages between one another. The defendants also allegedly shared photos of their victims' injuries and even collected, as mementos, spent ammunition from their attacks on the people of Antioch.
Ramsey said the charges were the result of over 2 years of work by the FBI and Contra Costa County prosecutors, and that investigations into the department are ongoing. Hurricane Hillary, which is growing down around Baja right now, strengthened to a Category 4 storm this morning. The system had maximum sustained winds of 145 miles per hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. In the coming days, the hurricane could head toward Southern California, bringing threats of major flooding. LAS Science reporter Jacob Margolis has more on just how rare this is.
Hurricanes form down near Baja quite often this time of year. It was only in 2022 that Hurricane Kay caused flooding, power outages, and damaged homes in Long Beach. But that was just a glancing blow, which is usually what happens when these big storms come our way, according to Jamie Rome, deputy director of the National Hurricane Center.
Due largely to the fact that the waters are quite cool and tropical storms really need warm water. That's the fuel that they use to build the energy.
This time, though, it looks like Hurricane Hillary could be coming straight at us. And even if it's not a direct hit, it'll still be carrying tons of moisture, possibly dropping as much as 6 inches on some desert areas.
That was LAS Science reporter Jacob Margolis. San Francisco is calling on state regulators to temporarily suspend their approval of the commercial expansion of robo-taxis in the city. KQED's Rachel Miro has more from our Silicon Valley desk.
The motion to stay the decision by the CPUC argues that some technical issues with autonomous vehicles have not been resolved and are likely to increase as GM-owned Cruise and Alphabet-owned Waymo scale their operations. City Attorney David Chu wants state regulators to first address the city's pending request for a rehearing.
We're very concerned about the serious harms that could result from unlimited expansion, and we think that outweighs the impact of a minimal pause on commercial development.
In a statement, a Cruise spokesman wrote that the CPUC's decision followed months of public input from a variety of groups, adding that the technology has, quote, an excellent safety record. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro.
Support for this podcast comes from Outdoor Supply Hardware, inviting listeners to Osh's big anniversary sale celebration, May 20th through the 26th, featuring daily deals, $15,000 in giveaways, 20% off store-wide on Saturday and Sunday, and a lot more. Learn more at osh.com.
Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone? Hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul for 30 years. Or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles. The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
And now to a preview of our sister show, the California Report's weekly magazine. Wildfires have destroyed close to one-fifth of the Earth's giant sequoia trees, found only in our state. Host Sasha Coca tells us about a debate raging over whether humans should intervene to save these majestic trees.
Here we go. Finally to the first branch. Onward and upward.
Tree climbers in Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks are trying to salvage some of the cones that hold the seeds for new baby trees.
There we go. Easy picking right here. All right, I'm headed down. Stand clear.
In some groves, there aren't any cones with seeds left. Blazes like the 2020 Castle Fire burned so hot for so long, they devastated trees thousands of years old.
It was terrible. It was like the surface of the moon. There was nothing alive.
Climbers are scouring for surviving seed cones so the park can replant trees. They want to ensure Sequoia National Park will actually have giant sequoias in the future. They say we have to do something because humans are partly responsible for the destructive fires in the forest.
They're driven by 100 years of fire suppression, which were poor decisions that we made as managers and made worse by climate change-driven hotter drought.
But some critics say planting trees in a wild forest goes against the very definition of wilderness.
We don't need gardening in a wilderness. We need wilderness to be left alone for its own devices.
So that's the crux of the debate. Just how much should humans intervene?
Sequoia National Park may no longer have sequoias, and Joshua Tree National Park may no longer have Joshua trees. And that is...
Glacier National Park is probably not going to have glaciers one of these days, for example. We can't intervene on that one, right? But, you know, it is... where do we draw the line? Climate change is affecting every ecosystem. We can't go down the line and try to fix the ecosystems that are caused by climate change, because climate is going to continue changing unless we solve the climate crisis.
Join this week's California Report magazine for a hike to see the remnants of these giant trees and to hear more about the debate over replanting giant sequoias. Tune in on your public radio station or download the magazine's podcast. And that's the California Report for Friday, August 18th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Danny Bringer, Brendan Willard, and Seal Muller. Our producers are Keith Mizuguchi and Izzy Bloom. Our senior editor is Angela Corral. Our vice president of news is Ethan Tovin Lindsay. And our chief content officer is Holly Kernan. I'm your host, Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, committed to a California where all low-income workers have the power to advance economically. Learn more at irvine.org. Guideline. Their automated 401k plans can be set up in 20 minutes. More at guideline.com/CA. Guideline, the California way to 401k. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working together to create a just world where all people have access to renewable energy, clean air and water, and healthy food, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone, hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul for 30 years? Or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles? The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Sasha Coca, host of the California Report magazine. Every week, we bring you stories about what connects us in the giant, diverse Golden State. Because what happens in California changes the world.
I love this place. We were once seen as like the place to be, California. The land of milk and honey. That's where you go to Sunshine State. But we just have challenges right now.
KQED's California Report magazine. New episodes drop every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.